Hello, this is Marius Cumming from Australian Wool Innovation, and I just took the opportunity to catch up with Scott Carmody, AWI's trade consultant. This is a timely opportunity to have a chat about market intelligence, because Scott is fresh off the plane. The eyes tell me that he's fresh off the plane from the Nanjing Wool Market Conference in China, a very big conference, well over 400 delegates at this Wool Market Conference. Scott, first of all, what's the context of the conference and why is AWI there?
Thank you, Maris. It's a very important conference that we attend there. We need to know what the trade are thinking. In part of our role to inform our growers, we need to know the trade. So this is one conference where our major partner in China, they're currently buying 75% of the Australian wool clip. So it's vital that we get to know what our customers are wanting in regards to the wools they're buying, their acceptance of the current price levels or non-acceptance, whatever the case may be, and also what they're looking for in the industry or our role over there with our Woolmark office, where they're looking for us to assist, you know, at all sections of the supply chain.
So with over 80% of Australian raw wool going to China, obviously it's a very, very significant part of the world for us, and obviously a lot of processes and wool interests at this conference. Okay, so what was the sentiment of the conference? What have you come away thinking?
I could describe it as being buoyant, Marius. There was upbeat, people are positive. I think the people that are remaining in the industry, there has been a lot of the smaller guys in China, the smaller manufacturers, they've sort of disappeared. They can't keep up with the big guys, but the big guys are reasonably confident. And even though there's a perception that these wool prices are high, our wool growers are saying that they're the right price. China says they're a high price, so that's where we beg to differ, and that's why we are over there explaining that, no, this is a price necessary for us to maintain our production in Australia. And one of the key points from this week was letting them know that, you know, even though they perceive these as high prices, the Chinese in that regard, we're explaining to them that there is no major shift back to a merino sheep. There is other enterprises that people are growing. The prices are good in sheep meat and lambs and other enterprises. So we have to do more to encourage more people into that wool growing area, and we have to improve our price.
So the downstream, the processors, the manufacturers, the retailers, is there much price resistance, genuine price resistance to where the market is now, or are they still being able to make money where demand is?
Well, they're very coy in regards to exactly how much money they make. Looking at car parks for the attendants that were there, I think they're doing all right. You know, the amount of Bentleys and other luxury vehicles in the car park, I think they're doing all right. Whether that's from Australian wool or other destinations, you can't say. But no, I would say they are able to pass this on to the consumer at the moment. They talk about innovative product. That's what they're talking about. Education in the consumer, education in school children. You know, a lot of programs that we run here in Australia for our kids, they're looking to replicate those over there. So education, innovation in product, and innovation at consumer level. The last couple of years, we've seen phenomenon such as the double-facing fabric, and also, you know, more recently this year and last year, the fake fur. They're two of the types of innovation that has definitely assisted the price of Australian wool.
That's interesting, and there's another new Optum fabric, double-faced fabric at Premier Vision this week. So we have to keep innovating with wool, so that's part of our role, but also our marketing is helping to increase the demand for wool. What sort of feedback was there about our marketing, or was that not really mentioned?
No, it's not specifically AWI or Woolmark marketing that's mentioned. It's and obviously, you know, it's wool grower money we're spending, and it's such a small bit of the pie for the marketing of wool. I mean, the amount of money that, just for an example, that an Adidas puts out there, and we have now Adidas and Nike just in some of their advertising talking or using the word wool. Now, that wasn't happening 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. That is now happening. So by us working with them in innovation space, we're getting free marketing piggybacking on them. So that's the effectiveness of our innovation work.
Okay, so I suppose everything the issue for wool growers is how sustainable is the current market for merino wool, for example? Are we hearing happiness there?
We're hearing a lot of happiness, and obviously anyone who buys further down the chain, they want it cheaper. We have to combat that. That's why, you know, we send three or four people there to combat that negativity. But this time the negativity was minor. So they're obviously being able to pass this price through to consumer, and the consumer is absorbing these higher prices. The general economy is better, and that's always going to help a luxury product such as wool. I mean, we have to pitch ourselves at the luxury end. We have to be higher priced. We can't have wool at $2 or $3 or $4 greasy a kilo again. Wool growers will not accept this. We need growers to be averaging that $1,800 to $2,000 a bale.
So the current market for Merino wool is sustainable into, what, the short and medium term?
I would say, given current production levels, we're seeing there is no hint. There is no hint of these prices being, you know, forced $2 or $3 or $4 a kilo lower. We can only see these currency adjustments or the selection we're offering. At the moment, we're seeing a bit of a poorer selection in that, not the poor wools, but the tests are harder to place. High mid breaks are affecting. They're the sort of plus or minuses, your 50s or 60s that we're seeing. That's what's causing that. Another thing, is access to finance. Yeah, with this price being even 20% or 15 to 20% better than last year, not only are we having to come up with that extra $20 or $30 million a month as an industry to fund that clip, we also have to come up with a $2 or $3 million to pay the government GST. So, I mean, it all rolls on to access to finance.
Yeah. Okay, so the flip side to this is the non-merino wool, and it's a tougher story there. Things are not as buoyant.
Absolutely, Marius. And anyone that's grown wool sort of 28 micron or 29 micron or broader would see that their price is not what it was. We're currently running in the 5% old band. It's not really our volume market here, but we're very conscious of the fact that those wools destined for the interior markets, we also have to assist there. So we're looking at a few things to assist there. The problem with the market, everyone's starting to say, oh yeah, they're low, so we should speculate and buy a few. And so the trade is looking more closely at those wool types. But the fact that, you know, at this conference we heard from the Kiwis and other, you know, South American countries that are absolutely struggling, in the UK, countries like this with that low price. And of course, people are not accepting, those countries are not accepting this price, so they've built up quite a reasonable amount of greasy stock. So I'm not going to say that the pain is over, but it's closer to the pain being over there. So I'd say in the next 6 to 12 months, we'll see a consolidation of the price, and then we'll see those wool types start to increase again.
All right, well, let's hope so. So you've returned quite buoyant about the wool market in general, for Merino wool at least. And, hopefully things are going to roll on into the future as they have been. For today, Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Marius.
That's Scott Carmody, AWI's trade consultant. And from me, Marius Cumming, thanks for joining us on this special broadcast, I suppose we could call it, on the Chinese the Nanjing Wool Market Conference that's just taken place this week in China. Speak soon.